Hey, we have an amazing event coming up, the Expert Advantage Workshop Series, where every day for a week, starting on Monday, May 20th, it's myself and another expert coming on to present to you about various kinds of things to help you with your brand and your business. Our brand new experts in residence and pro are going to be there to co-host these workshops with me, and you're not going to want to miss it. You'll have a chance to ask all of them questions, and it's completely free to join. All you have to do is go to smartpassiveincome.com/advantage. Wednesday, May 22nd, we're going to be talking trademarks, copyrights, how to know when to do it, what IP can you do it with, and the common pitfalls that most people fall into when it comes to intellectual property 101 with Yasmin Salman Hamdan. And you're not going to want to miss that on Wednesday, May 22nd. And then finally, to finish off the expert week, on Thursday, May 23rd, we're going to be talking with Pamela Slim about how to monetize and scale your IP and position it and package it in a way that is unlike anything you've really been taught before. Incredible value from Pamela and all of our experts on our Expert Advantage Week. And all you have to do to sign up and join and get all the links that you need is smartpassiveincome.com/advantage. Again, one more time, smartpassiveincome.com/advantage. Join us on our Expert Advantage Workshop Series. You're not going to want to miss it. Again, smartpassiveincome.com/advantage.
AskPat.com.
Hey everybody, what's up? Welcome to episode 90 of Ask Pat. I appreciate you being here and listening in on all the answers to the questions that people like you have submitted to the show. Now, you might notice, especially if you've been listening to the show for a while, that my voice is a little echoey right now. That's because I'm actually in an empty office. I moved all the furniture out of my office because this week, there's people who are going to come in and build stuff in it and turn it into the office that I want. So I had an interior designer to help design it. But currently, the way the office is, I just had to clear everything out to make way for the construction people. So apologize for the echo, but it's okay. You'll be able to hear the answer to today's question from Frank. So let's get to today's question right now.
Hi, Pat. This is Frank Angeloni from SocialTechZone.com, where I interview well-known entrepreneurs in the field of business. My question for you is, if I see somebody else online who is producing a similar guide or tutorial in their particular topic, so for me, since I do a podcast and I've had well-known guests on my show, I get a lot of people asking me how to do certain things with their podcast. Now, I know there are a lot of tutorials out there where people ask, you know, how to do, say, getting a podcast in iTunes like you've done. I wonder if I'm getting that type of question, but with so many other people actually providing these guides online already, is there still a benefit for me to do this as well? I'd appreciate your help on this. Thanks for all you do. Take care.
Frank, thank you so much for your question today. I really appreciate it. And, you know, this is a very common concern that a lot of people have when they're doing something or anything online. Somebody else has already done it. Is it worth me doing it too? Now, there are a couple clues here that I'm going to say that the answer is yes. The first and the biggest thing is that your audience is asking you for advice. And even though there might be guides and articles and blog posts out there already explaining those same exact things, people are requesting that information from you. So whether you are going to create a guide that's free, whether it's in a blog post or an ebook or a video or a podcast episode or whatever the case may be, you got to understand that it's going to be different. It's going to be different because it comes from you. And there's probably a lot of people, Frank, who also are getting the same social media advice from you as well, or the same social media advice that you give out as well. But you always are putting your own twist and unique position on things, which is why people resonate with you, why people are fans of you and have subscribed to the content that you produce. Therefore, it's absolutely okay for you to create a guide of your own, as long as you don't, of course, copy or, you know, rip off somebody else's. You create it on your own based on your own experience. And that's going to be something that's unique. That could be something that you could potentially sell as well. A classic example of this is my podcasting tutorial. I have one as well, as you mentioned. and I wasn't the first one to create a high-quality free podcasting tutorial. Mine can be found at podcastingtutorial.com, but before that, Cliff actually has one. Cliff Ravenscraft from Podcast Answer Man, he has a great one as well at learnhowtopodcast.com. And you know what I was doing when people were asking me for help with podcasting? I would always send people to Cliff's resource because it was great. It was perfect. It was everything anybody ever needed to get started with podcasting. But I kept getting requests from people saying, Pat, I just love your style of teaching. This is great information, but I want to hear it from you. I want to hear the unique, fun things that you always put into the work that you do. I would love to see a podcasting tutorial from you. So I created one. Actually, Cliff and I are in a mastermind group together, and I went to him first and I asked him permission because I highly respect the work that he does and I didn't want him to feel like I ripped him off. And he said, dude, Pat, I completely understand. Go for it. And so he gave me permission to do that. So I created what is now podcastingtutorial.com. And it has been viewed, I think, 90,000 times now. People have seen and gone through that tutorial. And I'm getting emails every single day from people who are saying, Pat, thank you so much for your podcasting tutorial. And again, that's why it's called Pat's Step-by-Step Guide to Creating a Podcast. Or I think something that has the word Pat in it, because it is my own. And it's because I put my own style onto it. And Frank, you'll put your own style into it if you want. Now, you have to also step back a little bit and consider the fact that, yes, there are other guides out there. Would it be worth your time to create one in terms of how many people are requesting this? Could you perhaps benefit more from just sharing the resources that already exist and use that time that you would use to create your own guide to create something else? Something that you're going to have to answer yourself, Frank, but I hope you understand what I mean. And that's my answer. It's totally up to you. If there are great resources out there already, you can point in that direction. However, people are asking from you. Now, do know that when you point other people or when you point your audience to somebody else's tutorial, if it's a great tutorial, you are still helping them. You're still providing value to them. But again, is it worth it? That's something that's going to be only answerable by you. So, Frank, thank you so much for your question today. I really appreciate it. And Ask Pat t-shirt is going to be headed your way. If any of you listening to this have a question that you'd like answered here on the show, just head on over to askpat.com. Check it out there. Also check out the brand new player that will be soon available later this month or early June. It's going to be made for distribution because a lot of people have been requesting that actually. And lastly, I want to mention and thank today's sponsor, which is LegalZoom, LegalZoom.com. You know, this country was built by innovators and dreamers, right? You know, people like Thomas Edison and Henry Ford, they laid the foundation for our country. But these days, it's innovators and entrepreneurs like us, like you, you know, that keep our country running and fueling the job market and the economy. This month, LegalZoom celebrates innovation by helping you launch your dream. So you can apply for a patent, you can register trademarks, which I've done before on LegalZoom. I've also done incorporation and LLCs. You can launch your business right now. So if you go to LegalZoom.com and use discount code PAT, they'll provide the personal attention you need to help take care of all the details. They've helped over a million businesses get started right, including my own. You know, they get an A+ from the Better Business Bureau. They celebrate innovation all the time, and this month especially. You know, you can get a special price on all this. So make sure you put Pat at checkout. And of course, LegalZoom provides legal help through independent attorneys and self-help, but they're not a legal firm. They're not a law firm. LegalZoom.com, discount code Pat. Now, thank you for letting me mention that. And I also want to mention a quote of the day, which is a quote of my own that I've actually shared recently on a blog that's gotten a lot of, gained a lot of traction. And that quote is, "The moment dishonesty enters the sales equation is the moment you're selling for the wrong reasons." Thank you so much, and I'll see you in the next episode of Ask Pat. Hey there, thank you for listening to Ask Pat 2.0. Now, you might have noticed that we haven't published a new episode in a while, and that is because in 2023, after 1,269 episodes, we decided to sunset the show. For now, at least. In this way, we can focus our energy and efforts on our other podcasts and other projects. That being said, all 1,269 episodes are still live and downloadable, and the published dates may be old, but there are still a ton of questions I've answered on the show and people I've coached. Those episodes are just as valuable as they were back then. So you can also visit smartpassiveincome.com/askpat to dig through the archives. Plus, there's a search tool on the website that lets you search across our podcasts and blog. And of course, the Smart Passive Income podcast is still live and energetic and awesome and publishing twice a week. So make sure you're subscribed there so we can still continue this conversation. And we have some of the foremost experts and thought leaders in entrepreneurship on the show every single week. So you definitely don't want to miss it. Again, check it out. It's the Smart Passive Income podcast. Just find it wherever you're listening to this podcast. You can find it there as well. Thank you again for listening in, and I'll catch you in the next one. Cheers.